You're listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Live 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. This top-ranked business radio broadcast features the obstacles and challenges that business owners endure on the road to success. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Stay tuned. The Business Forum Show is next. TBFS Radio Network. Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, chatting about contract law and specifically the boilerplate terms that you find on the backside of your contracts. And we're going to talk about a couple of these terms, survival clause and severability, but explain first what a boilerplate actually is on the back end of the contract.
Boilerplate, Kevin, is the stuff that business people get mad at their attorneys for putting in and taking up almost as much space as the business terms themselves. It's the standard language that you can insert into pretty much any type of business contract, and it's little things that come out of different, contract law principles in order to kind of button up the four corners of the contract and try to head off any issues in the future. That's what boilerplate is. It's an old term that goes back to the early 1900s about using steel printing plates for standardized ads and columns that would be shipped all over to newspapers around the country, and it just became known in the legal terms as that as well. But it's these little clauses, maybe one sentence, two sentences, that can make a whole heck of a lot of difference if there was some kind of a dispute between the parties.
So somebody's drafting a contract and they're starting from scratch each time, it's already a sign that something's quite wrong.
Yeah. I mean, when I draft a contract, when it comes to business terms, a lot of the times I may be drafting the business terms from scratch, and then I go to my forms database and get my boilerplate and put those in there to make sure that everything is covered. So there is a reason, everybody's joking about, what, are you paid by the word or something? I'm not paying you by the word. There's a reason we put all that stuff in those contracts.
So let's talk about survival clause. What is it and what's its function in a contract?
Well, survival clause is an important one in terms of a lot of contracts contain representations and warranties from one party to the other. Some of it's basic. Entities signing the contract, it's saying that the person signing has the authority to do it, to sign and bind the party. Or there's no other, issues that would, there's no conflict in terms of them signing the contract. One of the examples I give is in a sale of a business, when there's a number of representations made by a seller about different things related to the business, representations about there being no litigation, that all taxes have been paid, that they own title to all their assets, that there's no liens that they haven't disclosed, all these different things, that there's no employee issues, all that, that everything has been operated with in compliance with law. And what happens when a buyer closes the purchase of the business and then finds out afterwards, after they've paid the seller, that something wasn't true in those representations and warranties? And it's a little bit like driving the car off the lot, the dealer's lot, and the wheels fall off. But you walk back to the dealer and you tell him, hey, the wheels just fell off the car. Well, a survival clause enables you to go back to the dealer, so to speak, in a business transaction. And, what it says is, this example, one of the ones I brought along, the terms, provisions, representations contained in this agreement shall survive delivery of the services and termination of this agreement hereunder unless otherwise specified. So what it says is, even after the contract's been signed, even after the contract's been terminated, after the deal's been closed, those representations and warranties that were set out in the contract survive. And there's been case law. There was a Delaware case that said that a survival clause that limited the survival to, say, a year or two after closing amounted to a statute of limitations by which that the other party could not bring an action for breach of those representations and warranties after the expiration of that survival term.
Mm-hmm.
So a very important little piece of boilerplate that you find at the end of a contract. So if you have a contract where there's representations and warranties being made, make sure that you put a provision in there that they survive the closing or survive termination,
mm-hmm.
so that you can still enforce those parts of the contract. Confidentiality is another one where even after a contract is terminated, you want that provision to survive.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about termination, there's a severability clause that we'll visit about here as well. I just wanted to share with you when you had created the illustration of driving the car off the lot and if the wheel should fall off. There's a certain expectation that people have when they contract, and obviously the wheels not falling off the car is not something that should be happening. But yet, comically, with my experience in the car business, I actually knew of two cases where that happened. The people drove home, and one went from St. Cloud, I believe, to Alexandria, did not get home before the wheels fell off the car.
Yeah, that's not good in the car world, and it's not good in the business world for the wheels to fall off that quickly after you've closed the deal.
Something was not quite right there.
Yeah, yep.
So let's visit about severability. What is this, and what's its purpose in the
contract? Severability is another important one, and this one comes up a lot where you have restrictive covenants, such as a non-compete covenant,
mm-hmm.
in a contract, and a lot of times it comes up in the employment contract context. What severability says is that if one provision of the contract is found to be unenforceable,
mm-hmm.
by an arbitrator, by a judge, by whomever,
mm-hmm.
that the remainder of the contract can still be enforced.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that in there, you can see the problem there, that if one clause was deemed unenforceable, the whole contract would be null and void.
Mm-hmm.
So having a severability clause, and like I said, it comes up a lot with non-competes. Now, in the non-compete law world, there's also the blue pencil doctrine, which is a court can still rewrite a non-compete covenant to make it be enforceable. Let's say someone wrote it for 5 years. The court says, no, 2 years is reasonable. We'll redraft it here at court. Still not a pleasant result to have a court editing your contract. But if the court can't redraft the contract in a way that makes it, that provision in a way that makes it reasonable,
mm-hmm.
and enforceable, then they can just throw out the non-compete clause. If you have the severability clause, and then a lot of times you'll also have, say, a confidentiality clause in your employment agreement too.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to have a situation where your contact is thrown out and now you have a former employee who's free to disclose anything,
mm-hmm.
right? So what a severability clause would do in that context is the non-compete may be thrown out, but confidentiality stays in force.
So keep safe things that are important in the balance of the contract should you make an error in one given area.
Exactly, exactly.
Kevin Hunter with Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show, talking about contract law and what some of the boilerplate terms were. We're chatting about survival clause and severability. Don't go the DIY route on this because you end up being SOL.
That's right.
Kevin Hunter and Jeff O'Brien here on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening.
I wish I had a steady job as an employee. As a business owner, I've heard myself saying that before. We opened our business and we were on our way to living the American dream. Soon afterwards, I found myself working 75 hours a week and losing tons of money. What kind of mom was I to our three young children? Fortunately, I found Action Coach Metro-North. We were able to reduce my hours in half and increase our revenue by 252% after working with my coach. If a mom like me can do it with the help of an Action Coach, why can't you?
Reclaim your life and business and go to freeactionplan.com. Let Action Coach proven system put you on a path to achieve your goals. Kick the habit of business as usual. Go to freeactionplan.com today and schedule a free action plan session. That's freeactionplan.com. Get into action today. Let Action Coach business coaching help you. freeactionplan.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Hunter in the Business Forum Show. If you're like many other business owners and business professionals out there who are struggling to produce more leads and more customers for your business, you can likely relate to what I'm about to share with you.
In the previous decade, it worked to mail out things like flyers, letters, and postcards to get people's attention. Throw in a little radio advertising or TV advertising, and the leads just seemed to pour in. We all know this has changed, and this change has brought new challenges, and many companies have not found a good way to solve it. The problem is this. Over 4 million households have left daytime TV in the last few years. We also know that radio listenership has dropped by as much as 50 to 70% in many markets, and newspapers are losing readership at double-digit rates every year. When we ran marketing matrices on flyers, direct letters to clients, and postcards, none of them could produce better than a 0.068% response rate. That's less than 0.1%. The sum of these challenges leaves most companies with marketing and advertising budgets that are in the tens of thousands of dollars every month with very little to show for it. The answer is video. But spending thousands of dollars on professionally produced marketing videos can be impossible for a business to budget for. But here's the good news. You don't have to. What we've learned is that the most effective video from you to your client is actually footage you've created yourself. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't have to still look professional. That's where a video technology platform from TalkFusion Connect comes in. With packages that start at $315, $815, and $1,564, a one-time expense, you can produce high-tech video that will not only drive in clients, but significantly improve your customer responses, and also push your website up to front-page search results due to a phenomena called white labeling. Better yet, you'll get all the free advice and guidance from us that you need to kick this off successfully in your business today. After using the Connect platform on the Business Forum show for just 1 month, our online media and other links doubled in traffic, and our visitors nearly tripled. Video technology is where it's at, and the advantages of the Connect platform and its white label benefits can blow up your marketing literally overnight. You can get started today by sending an email to the Business Forum Show at kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Again, that's kevinhuntertbfs@gmail.com. Or visit our website and click on the link for video technology. You can also call the studio at 763-267-7260 and ask us to send you a link to get your Connect platform working today. The number again is 763-267-7260. Don't spend another dime on marketing models that aren't working. Get started on your video platform today. Call us now, 763-267-7260. The future of your business counts on it. I'm Kevin Hunter on the Business Forum Show. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Business Forum Show, broadcasting worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, on Life 365, and on the TBFS Radio Network. On behalf of David Ford, Jeff O'Brien, and Allison Lindstrom, I'm Kevin Hunter. Thanks for listening.